One of the more unusual problems facing India these days is the loss of one of its most important birds. Since the early 1990s, hundreds of thousands of healthy-looking vultures have literally dropped dead in India. No one knows why, and pathologists and other scientists say they've never seen anything like it. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, the die-off has all but wiped out two vulture species, created serious public health problems, and forced at least one religious crisis.
In India, the vulture is a sacred beast. In Hindu mythology, it dies to save the life of a goddess. In Parsi culture, it consumes the dead. Vulture expert Munir Virani remembers the morning he sat in the hills that overlooked the so-called Towers of Silence in Bombay, where the Parsi lay out their dead.
The sun was just starting to get really hot. And then the sky was just suddenly filled with vulture, you know, and there were these shadows flying over our table on the ground, and it was an amazing sight. I've never seen so many birds in my life.
That was the 1980s. At the time, it wasn't unusual to see hundreds of vultures circling a dump or sitting in a single tree. Planes flying over big cities ran into them regularly. They were everywhere. Then they started dying. Local people say some of the vultures appeared to die in mid-flight and tumble straight to the ground. Gilbert Martin of the Peregrine Fund, a U.S.-based environmental organization, says they also died in groups.
Walking through colonies, you'll find birds literally draped from the branches of trees, dead on nests. I've even found birds that have died while incubating, and the eggs actually hatched underneath them.
Martin says he's never seen a species disappear so quickly, and this event involved at least two species. By the late 1990s, 90% of both the white-back and the long-billed vultures of India were gone. Rick Watson of the Peregrine Fund says vultures in Nepal and eastern Pakistan are also dying.
We're looking at the last remnant populations on the western edge of the species range in Pakistan. Now, there's almost certainly isolated pockets of vultures left, but where they are and how many there are, we couldn't even begin to guess.
A furious effort to find the cause is underway. It's probably not pesticides that are the problem, since only vultures are dying, and no toxins have been found in the carcasses so far. Robert Risborough is a toxicologist working with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service.
The only plausible cause is a disease factor, and it could be a virus, that is resident in some other species where it is probably harmless and somehow jumped into the vultures.
Risborough says it's now possible to go for days in India without seeing a vulture. Rat populations have exploded in their absence. Huge packs of feral dogs gather near the dumps. These scavengers are more dangerous to people than the vultures were, and they don't eat anywhere near as much. Risborough says that's crucial in a country with millions of sacred cows.
When they die, the vultures consume them. And with no vultures, there's been a major problem in the disposal of carcasses, to the point that in some areas there's a major health hazard.
At the Towers of Silence near Bombay, Parsi bodies are literally piling up. New solar panels focus heat to help the bodies disappear. Some Parsi leaders want to start breeding vultures in captivity. Others think it's time to drop the old traditions and start cremating the dead. India doesn't have the money or the equipment needed to deal with this problem. Neither does Pakistan. On top of that, by all accounts, it is now extremely difficult to get tissue samples out of either country. In India, officials say they've been burned too many times by foreign bioprospectors who patent genetic materials and make millions of dollars. In Pakistan, the problem is the airlines. Since September 11th, they've refused to carry the high-tech canisters used to store the crucial tissue samples. Gilbert Martin of the Peregrine Fund says he understands why.
Well, it's about 3 feet high and sort of a cylinder, which would, when you remove the cap, all the vapor comes off it. It does look rather worrying. It's rather bomb-like.
Rick Watson knows it's hard to make Americans care about the fate of a bunch of scavengers on the other side of the world, but he's trying. What has happened there could happen here, he says.
You know, a really common, widespread, far-ranging species that you would think would be absolutely invulnerable can suddenly, unexpectedly, be almost wiped out.
Next time, Watson says, vultures might not be the victims. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.